Today from the Ohio Newsroom, voter registration. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. To cast your ballot in the November election, Ohioans need to register to vote by October 7th. With a deadline less than a week away, Ohio Newsroom reporter Kendall Crawford joins us with advice on how to prepare for the polls. Hi, Kendall.
Hey, Erin.
So this year, there's not only a presidential election on the ballot, but an amendment on redistricting, a Senate seat, plus three Ohio Supreme Court seats are up for grabs. How many people are registered to vote in the state, and how does that compare to other years?
Yeah, so as of early this week, there were more than 8,098,000 people registered to vote in the state. And for perspective, there's about 9.2 million people of voting age in Ohio, according to the Census Bureau. And we are seeing a definite increase from last year. Voter registration in 2023 sat at a little under 8 million. But that wasn't a presidential year, which are usually the elections that do draw in more people. Still, we are surpassing the number of Ohio registered voters in 2020. It's increased by about 20,000 voters.
Wow. So how can Ohioans register to vote?
Yeah, the easiest and quickest way to register is online through Ohio's online voter registration system. To register, you just need to have your driver's license and the last four digits of your social security ready to go. And if you don't have access to a computer, you can register in person at your local county board of elections office. You can go to the BMV or even a public library. Again, you'll just need to make sure that you have that ID with you. And there's also the option to register by mail. It's just got to be postmarked by October 7th. I spoke with Paul Adams. He's the president of the Ohio Association of Election Officials, and he says there are a couple common mistakes you'll want to avoid when registering.
It's surprising, but also there's a number of people that forget to sign the registration card. They go through and they make sure they have all their information. They put down their identification. Everything is fine, and then they forget to sign it.
Adams also mentioned that if it's been a while since you voted, check to make sure you're still registered. Registrations lapse after 4 years with no political activity. And Ohio recently purged its inactive voters. Around 160,000 people were taken off the rolls.
Got it. Is there anything else voters can do to prepare for the November election?
Yeah, once you're registered, I think it's important to kind of put together a voting plan. Adams suggested looking up your ballot beforehand to see what it will look like so you don't feel rushed on the day of. You can get a mock ballot from your local county board of elections office or online. And another thing to keep in mind is that voter laws have changed since the last presidential election. Adams says Ohioans are now required to bring a form of photo ID to the polls with them.
Pull out your driver's license. Check and see. When does it expire? Make sure that if it's going to expire or already has before Election Day, that before you go and vote, you get that replaced.
Well, young people are among the least likely to vote. But this election, there have been a lot of efforts to engage them. Even Taylor Swift is calling on her listeners to register to vote. What are local organizations doing to engage first-time voters in Ohio?
The League of Women Voters is driving around the state, registering college students. The Secretary of State office launched an initiative this year to help high school seniors register when they graduate from high school. And the Greater Cleveland Congregations launched a campaign called Voter Virginity. And yes, it's a little silly, but the organization of churches is quote unquote seducing people to the polls with this kind of tongue-in-cheek messaging about making your, you know, first time count. They're hoping this not only, you know, solicits maybe a chuckle, but also gets young people just excited to vote.
Okay. Kendall Crawford is a reporter with the Ohio Newsroom. Thanks, Kendall.
Thank you, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.